audio midday update of the soybean market. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point, July 13th, 11:20 a.m. Eastern Time. The model has thrown out the August contract and said that some of these alternate forecasts don't hold water, add up to when we look at the September and November contracts. So the focus is more on the September followed by the November for the very short-term analysis, but actually when we're looking at all the analysis and all the trends for the rest of the year, the emphasis is now more on the November. At any rate, I will quit discussing and giving you targets and objectives for the August futures. At any rate, with this development, the model's saying for the September futures, likely similar for the November, if not the entire market, there was a level 3 top June 21st. It wasn't a little later like the August shows, the market model's throwing it out. This means the market should not have topped July 3rd or July 5th. So it's throwing that out even on the August contract because it's putting a bias on September, November. What this means is we should be looking for a level 3 top since June 21st and it's running out of time. It should top no later than this week. This makes us very suspicious that the market's moving higher into next week. So we're backing out of that forecast and leaving it on the table, though. Now, as we zero in, though, and start looking at daily to intraday, the model's saying there could be a strange occurrence when instead of topping yesterday or today or Friday, that it tops Sunday night, it tops Monday, but shouldn't top out any later than Monday. That would be a minor rule violation of taking a little too long, but the model is saying, you know, it could work. So if they want to be bullish into the end of the week, if they want to be bullish Sunday night, fine. But chances are, looking out Tuesday, Wednesday, they're going to be bearish. All right. So we think this is very limited upside. This also increases the odds we are looking at a level 2, level 1 top, something far more important than those monthly sell signals and monthly tops, okay? We think it's just a matter of time soybeans join. Corn and wheat are going lower into August. But right at the moment, it is interesting the strength, the support the market has. But I think what we're seeing is the sellers have sold about all they're going to sell. But the point is the demand side is now rather reluctant. They're getting pretty close to all they want to buy. I think the pendulum eventually swings where the demand backs off more than the supply, and it's going to take just a few sellers to bring the market down. So as we warned this morning, we do want to consider the high of yesterday as a level 3 and might even be a failed truncated high for the more important level 2, level 1 sell signals. If it takes that out, I realize we said we might want to be bullish for 1.5-2 weeks. We're now lowering that in probability. We're not expecting that, but we know we have to still allow it. We also made a comment, it may only go higher into mid to late next week, and now we're discounting that. We're pulling that down. We think the best it can do is it's higher into early next week. We think it's topping this week, okay? So if it does take out 1403.5 in the September futures, and I had not used that level and previous updates, if it takes that out, granted we have to consider there's going to be more upside, but we're leaning towards very little upside. We think this could very well be not a dangerous market to buy, but it better be a day traders into week traders. We just don't trust these bigger moves unless something can really break it loose on the weather side of hot and dry. And we're not seeing that other than we do have a heat dome here, but the market is in the moment just watching. It's just wondering. It doesn't really want to play any kind of a heat scenario. It wants to be dragged into it. And it may be dragged into it, and unfortunately I may learn we were a little too slow and too pessimistic, and we're going to get dragged in too instead of being the leaders and saying, oh, this is going to happen. Now, this also means yesterday's low is even more important than what we suggested. And that low for the September is 1352.75. So if it trades below that, I realize something could go wrong and could still be up some next week or the next 1.5-2 weeks. But I'm more inclined that they might just suddenly hammer it as well. And then when we get another level 3 rebound or level 4 rebounds, it just won't take us back to $14. It won't take us back to 1412, which is the current high of the September futures. And eventually it gives in again, and it just works lower. I think the September futures are probably worth about 1270 to 12 looking out into August. Again, a lot of iffiness here, but things cleared up a little bit as we dumped the August, looked at that September and said, better be a little more cautious of that bullish side, but don't throw it out entirely. And as I'm watching the beans here as we go into midday for day trading, I'm a little thinking this is nothing but a knee-jerk reaction. They're not going to follow through and buy this into tomorrow or later today. That makes me think the top may have been yesterday. Now all we got to do is violate yesterday's low, 1352 and three quarters. If it goes above 1403, I'm going to be a very reluctant, hopefully careful bull and still looking out for a top. And I do want to give this market a chance to catch up with corn and beans, not in the sense of it, or corn and wheat, not in the sense of huge declines going to August, just simply rolling over and working lower. But what if it did speed lower? Is this an opportunity? Do you agree with me this is a topping process? I fully understand charters might say at least the last five trading days, it's just could be just a bullish flag. Well, that's why you want to watch yesterday's high. You want to watch the high of July at 1412. Those could be signs of bullish breakouts. My guess is they're going to fade it as quickly as it goes out. It's going to be a sucker's buy stop. It isn't going to work that well. And I'm more concerned of the bullish flag actually giving up, breaking down, and being a bearish pattern rather than bullish. Hopefully this makes some sense and will help you out here in the next few hours, next couple of days. But I don't trust the upside in beans, and I just don't think the corn and wheat, even though they're picking up here, picking their heads up, I don't think they got it. Not quite yet for any kind of stability here. And nothing has changed on the corn and wheat bearish forecast into next week. It's probably just beans are going to catch up with those. Paris results are not necessarily indicative futures results. Have a great day. Thank you.